Good morning. Is it morning? Yes, it is. Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 19th of August. I hope you're all well. I have got two bits of football, actually. If you're listening to this early and it is still 1-1 at Shandong in China, I am laying the draw and trading that. I'm laying the draw just pretty much when the second half starts at 1-1, and I will trade that on a goal. And I've got a first half goal at FC UFA in Russia at 2 o'clock. 25 minutes in, if it's 0-0, then trade or lay the first half goal, or back over 0.5 first half goals. That's it, bet-wise. Thanks for the... I've had obviously comments and emails re yesterday's pod. I think the biggest thing is price, isn't it? You know, even all those stats I was giving, I keep banging this sort of drum that it doesn't really matter. It's all about price. Somebody saying they've won, I don't know, 10 bets on the trot, or I've sent you 10 bets and they've all won, doesn't mean anything really, does it? Because if they've sent them at 1.15 and 10 bets have won... you take off a bit of commission and then the next two lose, you haven't gotten anywhere. So it is all about the price you're getting involved at, and saying I win 80% of bets or things, as we saw with those second half stats, unless your price reflects that, then it's a load of nonsense. But that is the world we live in, where unfortunately a lot of people do just spout nonsense, particularly in this game. Somebody asked me about losing runs. I couldn't really get, and they did email this, but the gist of it, but they talk about second half longest losing runs without a goal. So I did that this morning. So of all the games on the that database, 22,574, covering whatever it is, I think 28, 29 leagues, the longest losing run of games without a second half goal is 6. So if you sat just going through, you know, if you just sat from whatever, 8 in the morning when it starts in Russia, if you like, through to 1 in the morning when it finishes in Brazil, and you kept going day after day, and all those 22,574 games, the longest streak of games without a second half goal is 6. The longest streak where there hasn't been one of the bets I give you guys, and I say wait till 70 minutes if there hasn't been a goal and then get involved. The longest streak adopting that strategy is 10 games. So that's literally where there hasn't been a second half goal and it's got to 70 minutes. There's been a losing streak of 10, and carrying that forward to 80 is 80 minutes is 18 games. I mean, I find that quite incredible when you do these things, that you could sit and go through that list and games without a goal in the second half, and 18 on the spin don't have a goal from 80 minutes. You know, I like stuff like that, just because it shows people what is possible. I think, I had another 3 or 4 Zooms last night. 5, I think we had, with people. Can't remember, 4 or 5, my brain's gone. And that's pretty much sort of wrapped up my coaching, if you like, through the summer. Bar a few others I've got to speak to, but it was, before somebody panics again, I thought he was going to talk to me. Where was I going? And one of the books that I put up in lockdown is, it's a great book, Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. And in that, you know, a couple of the guys have quoted that back to me this week, saying that, you know, they understand that anything can happen and wins and losses come in random distribution. And they do, and that's right. And you could sit there and, you know, and experience losing runs like this, and it's something I try and explain to people about expectation. So all good and fine and dandy. Thank you for that. As I say, we, you know, as time frees up, we will have more keep trying to sort of drum this stuff into you. We do only want, as I keep saying, serious punters and people who want to do it properly. And it has been good through the summer talking to people on Zoom. I think one of the things I struggle is to work out how people use Ultimate, how they use FDD, how they bet, what their expectancy is. But certainly seeing a few guys completely and utterly change their mindset and their approach is very, very pleasing. I'm not going to lie. Fantastic to see, and you know, certainly a few of these guys I'm certain will make some good cash going forward. Right, that's it from me. I've got bits to do. I've got some trading to keep an eye on in Japan and China, and then Russia this afternoon. It's actually quite a busy day for me with these games, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. And I'm going just with the European football. Somebody asked my thoughts on that. I love Conte. I think Conte is a born and born winner, but I've just got a sneaky feeling Sevilla are going to beat them. I do like Conte. I think he's a fantastic manager. He does win wherever he goes. But and I think Paris are going to win the Champions League. So there you go. I don't know. I actually haven't even looked at the betting, but I imagine they are both outsiders. But I've just got, that's my, nothing but my sneaky feelings, and I am, of course, a Champions League specialist. Bar that dodgy result in Madrid with a fake penalty, I'm awesome. Right, have a lovely Wednesday, and I will speak to you all tomorrow.